Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm Belinda Ellsworth, and I am so excited for today's show. We have a delightful guest in store for you, Erica Duran. Erica is a business coach and freedom-based luxury lifestyle designer. She gives expert guidance, support, and accountability to service-based entrepreneurs to build a business so they can work from anywhere and earn a consistent $5,000 to $20,000 per month. She sets up their structures so they have the freedom to work just about 3 days per week. Erica travels full-time living at the luxury resorts that sponsor her podcast and web TV show. For more information and to book your complimentary Aloha Strategy session, you can visit ericaduran.co. It's my pleasure now to welcome Erica to the show. Hi, Erica.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Great. Well, Erica, why don't you just take a few minutes and fill our listeners in a little bit of the gaps from your bio. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and more about this journey that you've been on.
Great. Yeah. So I started out like most people just going to college, and because that's what we were told to do. And I had a degree in hotel restaurant management. So then therefore I worked at hotel restaurants and theme parks from the bottom all the way up to the high C-level executives. One day decided that I couldn't take it anymore and kind of left at lunch and didn't come back. I struggled for a little bit, but I always had a passion for professional organizing. So I built a professional organizing business for about 15 years and built it into a little mini franchise system. Then decided, you know, I always wanted to be location and time independent, but now I'm stuck here dealing with people's clutter and I'm a minimalist and that doesn't really make sense. And so I sold the proprietary software for that company and wanted to take my business online. So that lended itself to being a productivity expert where I was surviving but not really thriving at that. And then just by listening to who was coming to me and the different clients I had, they weren't just coming to me for productivity, but they were coming to me for how to be productive so they can get more clients, how to be productive so they can get more money. And so that kind of morphed into just full-on business coaching that I'm doing today.
That's great. So then share with us just a little bit about how the business has shaped your lifestyle. It sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's completely shaped my lifestyle from pretty much every decision I make from now on, because I was for so long, I mean, almost 15 years making decisions based on things besides my lifestyle. So it really does shape, you know, where I'm living at the time, who my clients are, what projects I'm working on, what video summits I say yes to. It's just every single thing basically is built around my lifestyle now.
That's great. So this is one of our listeners' favorite parts is share what a couple of your two greatest skill sets are that you feel that have helped you in owning your own business.
Yeah, I think risk tolerance was huge. I'm pretty risky. I've had some hard times, but I've always kind of landed on my feet. So always pushing right to the edge and then figuring it out, which is probably not the most unstressful way to live, but it's pretty much worked for me. And then just the productivity, organization, and maximizing time has probably been the other thing to stay focused and get things done and not get blinded by the bright, shiny objects.
Great. Can you share just a couple of strategies maybe? Is there something that you internally go through with risk tolerance? Like, do you weigh out your pros, your cons? I know the whole process I go through when I'm trying to decide, okay, do I take a risk on this? Is there some sort of thing that you go through in your mind or that you could share that kind of helps you to move forward in that direction?
Yeah, I used to be a huge list maker and pros and cons and sleepless nights and all kinds of things. But now I just really go with my gut, because every time I looked back on all those notes that I've ever taken, and every time I didn't follow my gut, I've gotten into some sort of struggle or trouble. So it sounds pretty a little too simplistic now, but even when you're on the phone with someone, you just know in your gut sometimes this isn't right. And that's what I try to listen to that more now than being so, you know, obsessive about the list.
Absolutely. You know, I know that it is that sort of small voice in you. It's that intuition, your gut instinct, whatever you want to call it. But I think that people get it, and then they get wrapped up in, like you said, all these other details that they actually lose sight of what their original gut instinct was. And I think it's really important that when you have that, that somehow you capture it while you're sort of going through this debate, because many people never come back around to what that was in the first place. So I think that's huge.
Right. They ignore their gut and they let all the chatter and all the outside influences speak to them rather than sticking with their gut, I think, though. So yeah, it's totally true.
Absolutely. So I know that your place that you are sort of shining in and that you're really teaching people is about maximizing their time and organization, productivity. So that's a great skill set. But do you want to share with people just a little bit about sort of the how-tos of how you make that happen or how you structure your day?
Sure. Well, there's something that I realized recently that happened, and I can share that little journey if you like.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
It's kind of a reflection on yearly planning. And I know we're coming up to the end of the year, and I don't know, I used to get these big wall calendars and these planners and all kinds of stuff and plan out my whole year. But when you're that new to being an entrepreneur, things change so fast. You can't even plan out 90 days sometimes because things just change so fast. So what I started to do is only look 30 days ahead and really be consistent and stick with my plan for that 30 days and then revisit it every 30 days. But then as I started making more money and having more clients and getting more opportunities for interviews and things like that, now I'm starting to go full circle. And now I kind of need to have at least 90 days to 6 months planned out, especially with the hotel sponsors and things like that. So it's really been this reflection I've been having recently, where in the beginning I was yearly planning, listening to all the gurus online saying that, you know, get your year, block out your vacations and block out this and block out that in the year. I'm like, you can't do it. It's kind of a procrastination tool when you're that new, because you're just kind of playing with your calendar, not doing what really needs to be done. And then the other part of it is it really does change so fast that it's a waste of time, literally, to be planning that far out.
That's great. I agree. I think that depending on how full you are, I know for my speaking business, originally I was like planning, you know, about 8 weeks out, because I needed, that would be about the time that everything would need to process. But then pretty soon I was getting completely booked in those 8 weeks. So I needed to start planning out, like you said, 3 to 6 months. And now we do plan in quarters, but we are looking constantly at the year because I have people booking me right now for next summer. So But you don't need to do that till the work is there. And I think that you kind of hit the nail on the head, is people come into it when they're brand new and they do all this busy work and they don't even have the work to fill in the calendar. So
right. It's great to have a vision, of course, but you don't need to map out what you're doing, you know, your first year in business in November 15th, you know.
Absolutely. So share with us then an obstacle or a challenge that you faced and then how you worked through that.
Yes. Yeah, so just not very long ago, probably 2 years ago, I was, like I said, I was a productivity expert online. I was surviving online. I would go from $5,000 months to $3,000 to one to nothing. So just really no consistency. So you can never really get traction, and you're always chasing your calendar to pay your rent or your bills or things like that. And then I didn't want to really tolerate that anymore. So I just figured out how to create premium packages, to have clients on retainer, to do payment plans, to build a membership site, just everything to keep the cash flow consistent to be at least 10 to 20,000 per month instead of this roller coaster. Most entrepreneurs, I don't think they fail because of they have a bad idea or anything. They fail because the cash flow kills them. They're not consistent enough with it.
I would have to agree with that. So share with us then what your happy place means to you. I know that for each of our guests, it's always a little bit different. And it's one of the questions that I think is important to listeners, because I think that's what people are chasing. You know, they want to be happy with what they're doing. And that's what our show is kind of all about. So what does that mean to you?
The two things that come up for me really is being in an inspired environment. So I don't want to be chained to my laptop and working all the time. I see people on Facebook, they've got to be on there all day long because I see the messages all day long from them. Being in an inspired environment and not being rushed, that's for me. I always felt like I was in a hurry, and there's really nowhere to get, but I understand it. I was in a hurry to survive and make enough money to thrive, really. But those are the two things: being in an inspired environment and not being rushed. And also this whole laptop lifestyle stuff. I mean, you see people with their laptops on the beach and stuff in their photographs and their imagery. But when you're in those types of environments, you don't want to work. So it kind of makes you be productive, in that you want to get your work done as soon as possible so you can get out and see things.
That's great. So the way that you're working now, if I understand it, is you're really able to travel all over the world or all over the United States, or kind of where does your resorts that are hosting you, where are some of the great places that you get to visit?
Yeah, it's mostly Hawaii and California, and that's just my preference. I'm not really ventured out into the whole world yet. I tend to go Caribbean and beachy type places, so I'm not like in the middle of Paris or anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what is something you're extremely proud of?
I guess being able to think outside the box and come up with neat sponsor relationships for my podcast and everything, and then being creative with my clients and thinking outside of the box with them. So there's this key phrase I listen to when I'm working with them, and that's, you know, once we get through all the BS and everything and they're trying to develop their business model, you know, if I hear the words, can I really do that? Can this really be a business? Something like that. I know that they're excited about it, and it's something that they would love to do, but they think that they can't. So I think that's something that I'm really proud of in bringing out in them.
Great. Do you want to share with us just a little bit more about your podcast or your web TV show? I know I'm curious to learn a little bit more about that, and I'm sure our listeners are as well.
Sure. They both have the same name, just to keep it simple. So it's the Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Luxury Lifestyle Design Radio. And we talk about everything entrepreneurship and a little bit of lifestyle and travel from, you know, just talking about the resorts I'm at. But time management, productivity, sales, marketing, packages, every social media, SEO, just the gamut.
Oh, great. Well, it sounds like it's a fun show.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun with it.
Great. So what advice would you give to others who want to be entrepreneurs?
Yeah, I mean, this is going to sound like shameless self-promotion, but you've got to get a mentor and start building your team, or else your cash flow will be unstable and you'll be pretty much married to your laptop. I mean, I was struggling for probably 5 to 7 years with that $1 to $0 to $5,000 a month, this inconsistency. And then when I finally got a mentor that had the lifestyle I wanted, within 30 days, I was selling $12,000 packages, having 20K weeks. It was just incredible. And what can you really learn in 30 days? I didn't really learn anything that much different than what I was already doing. It was more of a mindset shift and just kind of putting things in the right sequence and packaging things and just branding things just a little bit different that changed everything. So tiny little tweaks that you can't see yourself really changed everything.
I think it always is good to get an outside perspective from time to time and a mentor. I always say to everyone, you should be a mentor and have a mentor. So every single person should be striving to do both of those things because we always need mentors no matter where we are in our journey, because your journey is going to continue to grow and you're going to continue to need to have mentors who are going to take you to that next place in your journey. But at the same time, it's really important to think about who you can mentor, because you're always going to have someone that's coming up that wants to go where you've been. So that's always my advice with the whole mentorship, is always strive to have a mentor and be a mentor, because I think that people forget that no matter, sometimes people think, well, I don't know enough to be a mentor. But anytime you've gone through anything or traveled any road, you know more than the person who wants to travel that road as well.
Right. And it's funny you mentioned that. I just wrote an article about this because the bigger, huge mentors and gurus online, they're too far ahead of someone that's new. So, and it's intimidating and they can't relate. So even if you're just, 3 months ahead of someone, you're still 3 months ahead of someone and you still have knowledge and you're not as intimidating or, let's be honest, the fees are lower. You're not as intimidating and you can relate better to that person because they've just been there.
Absolutely. So I think that is really great advice. So what are some exciting things that you're working on that you think our listeners would benefit from?
Yeah, well, I just opened my group program, my Club Alihi Group Coaching and Mastermind. And by the way, Alihi means royal, so it's Club Royal. It means royalty in Hawaii. So we called it that to give it a little high-end vibe. And I had, a few group programs before, but they were just kind of thrown together, in 90 days or so forth. And this one's really been very planned and thought out. And there's a whole membership website with 20 modules and, weekly calls and just all kinds of things, Facebook group, everything like that, and even some retreats. So I'm really excited to finally have a program like this where I can put, everything that I've ever done, I'm writing it out, weekly and putting it in there. And it's just been a really neat experience to get beyond the one-on-one and have a group that's not been a struggle to recruit to pretty much had 20 people from the start, and it's growing every day.
That's great. So let's share with everybody once again where they can find you. So if you have a Facebook page or you have a website, so why don't we just get a little bit of information where we can find you?
Sure. I'm on all the social media platforms and everything's linked to ericaduran.co. So if you go there, of course, you'll see all my social media links and everything. And there's also a free Facebook group. I believe there's almost 1,400 people in it now. And you can find that on my webpage in the sidebar. Just click free Facebook group and you'll be taken to the opt-in page to get in there too.
That's great. And just for everyone listening, that's ericaduran.co. All right. Well, thank you so much. It's been delightful having you as a guest on our show today, and I wish you much continued success with your business.
Oh, thank you. Same to you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.